Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing, hon?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Amy Nelson?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, yeah. Definitely.
That's great to hear. And then earlier when I called you, I guess you called back in. You were on a service call.
Yeah, yep.
Some more work is never a bad problem.
No, definitely not.
Are you ready to get everything set up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, your last name, what is that?
Ryan.
R-Y-A-N?
Yep.
And what is the business address?
16105 14th Avenue East, Tacoma, Washington.
Got it. Okay, is there no apartment or suite number?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, hours of operation. Like when you want the phone calls.
Yeah, okay. Could go 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Let's go Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And you're doing Tacoma and the surrounding areas, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have up to 50 miles to play with, okay?
Oh, okay.
What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Check, Cash App, Zelle. What were the other options?
Cash.
Cash.
Why did you sound so sad about that? Cash is
king.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm good with cash.
What about, could you take any type of credit card or PayPal?
No.
Okay. If you ever do choose to take PayPal, it will allow you to take all major credit cards. And they take like 1.8 or 1.9% out of each transaction. So you can take all major credit card as well as PayPal if you choose, okay? And I can have my technician go over that with you if you're ever interested, okay?
Okay, cool.
Now, for the services you're providing, are you offering for both residential and commercial?
Yes.
Anything else that I should know about?
Well, I'm interested in doing, I have experience in pretty much all facets of electrical, so I'm just trying to get the broad,
stroked
out.
Much
do anything. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, they're going to verify all the keywords. As well as the services, service radius, and literally everything during onboarding. They're going to go over that. They're also going to get access to your Google Business Profile so we can begin the programming on that. And they will make sure that we verify you in for all the keywords and services that you're providing. If you're doing like electrical charging stations and panel upgrades and new construction, remodeling, all the things, they're going to verify every word, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Then do you have a Facebook page for the company yet?
No.
Okay. You have a personal page though, right?
I do, that I haven't logged into in like 11 years.
Okay. 11 years. Well, if you could just like reset the password and log in, we'll take it from there. we'll go in and set the client, go ahead and set the business page up. It's built as a derivative of the personal page. You don't have to go in and interact with your personal page and all the things. But you do have to have a personal page in order for us to set the business page. So that's the only requirement. Okay?
Okay. Yep. So.
And then, yes, do you have a logo for the company or do you need one?
A logo?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have any before and after photos?
Oh,
if
no.
not, we can use stock photos.
Let's see here. I think I have a whole lot of old ones, but I'd have to find them.
Okay. Again, they'll tell you how to send all those things into us during client onboarding. No worries, okay? We're going to walk you through this step by step.
All right.
Okay. I need to set an onboarding appointment with my technician, and this conversation takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. For tomorrow, I have available appointment time starting as early as between 7 and 8 a.m., and the last appointment is between 3 and 4 p.m. with all appointments in between. Which time frame would you care for?
7 tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool. So you will get a call from our 877 number as long as I'm readily available, meaning I'm not on the phone with a client like I am with you right now, then I will be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent. In the event that I'm on the phone, the tech will call you directly from the 877 number themselves and go ahead and undergo onboarding so we can get everything squared away in a timely manner for you, okay?
Okay.
And don't be alarmed if we don't call right at 7. We will call you within between 7 and 8. It's usually like between 7 and 7:15 max. It's the first, you'll be the first call of the day. This, so they get in, they get their morning meeting down, and then we go ahead and crank it out, okay?
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. Now, for the cards you're putting on file, Jesse, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and your last name?
It's my first and last name.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and set this up. And then the billing address is the address there in Tacoma. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, 4147.
Mm-hmm.
3420.
Mm-hmm.
4993.
Okay.
1407.
Expiration month and year?
1127.
3-digit code on the back.
023.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Which is?
Auburn, A-U-B-U-R-N.
Now, we set this up to protect your proprietary information. If you ever get a call and you're not sure if it's Local Splash, ask for your security password. Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money than we've already agreed on, which I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash, the fact that your pricing is locked in, that it's not going to go up or change. So if somebody calls you and is like, hey, we need this amount of money to produce the website, please make sure you ask for your security password, because that's 9 out of 10 times it's not Local Splash, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Now, your price point is, I'm going to read the voice verification right now. Your price point is locked in at the $249, and that's month to month with no contract, and the one-time setup fee of $99, so it's $348 today and then $249 each month after that, okay?
Okay.
All right. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Elemental Electric.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Ryan, owner.
Jesse, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is March 18, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 18th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I thought that the $350 was only one payment, not reoccurring.
Oh, it's the $249 is the reoccurring payment. I apologize. It's $348 today, and then the reoccurring is on the 18th of each month, and the flat monthly investment rate of $249. I do apologize.
That's all right. Yes.
Sorry about that. I appreciate that you making me clarify, though. I could really appreciate that. If you pull up the terms and conditions I sent you a text message, though, it'll show you that exactly what we agreed upon.
No, you're fine. I just, you know, you said that this was a voice authorization, so I wanted to. I'm a technical individual, so I wanted to make sure that it was very clear.
I totally appreciate that, and I thank you for catching my mistake very much. So.
Yeah, no worries.
Awesome. So go ahead and pull up those terms and conditions when you get a second. It should have came through in a text. It'll say, Jesse, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
I have it.
Perfect. As you scroll through there, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things that can be added to your program. Like we spoke about in the conversation the other day was, if you want to add in the Google guarantee, it's the one-time $250, transfer fee and then your minimum monthly budget. If you ever want to add in Google Ads, if you want to add in Google Workspace, the different things. Now, we're including the website for you. I've gone ahead and included the special one, which is like the custom My Site Design, where you have full access yourself to make any change or adjustment that you might want to make at any point in time. As you scroll down to the very bottom, you can see that the $348 is locked in today and then $249 reoccurring for everything. You just click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me. We would appreciate it.
Yeah. Which link is that, the first one?
It's the second one that came through, or I believe, let me see here. Sometimes they'll send different ones. Yeah, it came through at 314. It says, Jesse, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Okay, I'm opening that right now.
Perfect.
I can see this message sent to my phone. I certify that I'm authorized holder signer first. Oh, interesting. Additional bandwidth.
What's that?
Oh, I was just reading through this really quick.
Okay. There's no additional charges for anything. If you ever were to leave, the transfer fee for the website domain is a one-time $99 charge. I did go ahead and include the custom website design for you at nothing additional. So there is like some fine print in there regarding the my site design and things, where there could be processing charges, but none of those apply to you because you're not getting an e-commerce site. You're not going to be needing more any type of extra special attention. They just put that in there as like a clause for people who kind of need those additional things.
Gotcha. Okay. So you guys need Facebook ads.
Yeah, Facebook ads is included with the package that you got.
Interesting. Yeah. I see that. Okay, so you were talking last week. You guys are going to be making me a website and stuff?
Correct.
Okay.
During client onboarding, that's what they're going to be they're going to be gathering the information that we need so we can build the website for you and get that completely moving forward. The website's up and running in the first, 5 to 7 days, so we get that up and running very quickly. And then you have the ability to make any change or adjustment on behalf of that as well. Or you could call in and have the team take care of it if you want.
Yeah.
Whatever is easiest and best for you.
Yeah, so it looks like really quick my name is spelled wrong on here.
Oh, I apologize. What did I spell incorrectly?
My first name is Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if it matters at this point.
It does. Let me fix it. I should have verified that instead of assuming. There we go. Update that. Reset this. Okay. I'm going to send another link out. It'll be very similar, but it will be refreshed. Let's go here. There you go. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now it's changed.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. Mine's IE too. Everyone spells it AMY, but it's AMIE.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so well, I get
okay,
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I yep, got you. Yep. I'm on the IE train. And then
that
when I
awesome.
Tell them they want to spell it AIME because they remember that there's an I in there. But they just don't remember where. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Almost.
Yeah.
You almost did it.
Yeah, exactly. You just continue to butcher it. It's okay.
Where are you from? Are you from California?
I'm not. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Wow.
Yep.
Right on. Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a difference. I just recently went back too.
Where'd you move to?
Well, I'm in Huntington Beach, California, so I'm in about 15 minutes from Disneyland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I thought you said something about California, on Friday.
Yeah, the company's based out of California, but I'm not originally from here.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, once you do take care of those terms and conditions, it should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password. The username and password will be given to you in about 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interview, which is scheduled for tomorrow morning. And then they'll come over to you via email as well as via text message. So if you bookmark that page where they're at, that's fantastic. If you don't, it's no big deal. We're still going to send you a fresh link as soon as they're ready, okay?
Yeah, all the... Okay, perfect. I just
bookmarked it. Awesome. And whenever you're ready to get the Google Guarantee stuff all squared away, just let me know, and we can bring that product over for you as well and go ahead and manage that, okay?
But I don't know. I don't know what I'm okay with just finishing off whatever we need to do right now.
Oh, no, we're totally good. No, we're completely good to go. When we spoke on Friday, I had gone over the Google Guarantee. You said that you're already qualified for a Google Guarantee. And then, remember we had kind of talked about what it would look like if Local Splash managed the Google Guarantee for you as well?
Oh, gotcha. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Can you explain to me what? Exactly.
Sure. The local service ads, LSA, Google Guarantee.
Oh, okay. So that's what Google Guarantee means, is the local service ads.
Correct.
Okay.
And we had spoken about that on Friday, and she put here in the notes, and you said that you're qualified for it, you just have never started it?
Yeah. I'm actually, to relate to what you were asking earlier, to let you guys know whenever I go to finish things off, I'm just waiting on two of my customers that said that they were going to review me to review me on the link that they gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it will all be finished then.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So Google Guarantee is a great product, and it's similar in like the Google Business Profile in the fact that you can definitely manage it yourself if you have, the ability and you are familiar with optimization and programming. There's, it's not rocket science any more than it is to do any type of marketing. It's just a matter of what your time's worth. And anytime you need to dispute with Google for those guaranteed leads or any of that stuff, we go ahead and take care of all of that for you. So,
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we do have the upgrade available for you when you're ready.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, Jesse. I look forward to speaking with you in the morning and getting everything squared away for your onboarding. Again, they're going to want access to the Google Business Profile at that time, and they're going to go ahead and purchase domain for the website. You guys are going to agree on keywords, service radius, all the things, okay?
All right. And when you say Google, you said they're going to want access to my Google Business
Profile. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I have a Google Business Profile, do I?
Oh, you do. I'm looking at it. You have one verified review. That's where Google is expecting you to get the other reviews. So with the link that they sent you, it's your Google Business Profile.
The link that they have was to some like local services, something, it was like google.localserviceads.something,
right.
and then it was / Elemental Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you're looking at,
mm-hmm.
It's actually, and I know this because one of my customers reviewed me on Google,
mm-hmm.
and that's the one that you're looking at. It just has
right.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that the link that they gave me for the local service ads was
separate.
Maybe it's not.
It could be. Most of the time, so when we do it, what we do is, because this is the thing, is the reviews that go to the Google Business Profile can transfer to the Google Guarantee local service ad. But not vice versa. So if you get, say, 75 reviews on your Google Business Profile, they'll load to your Google Guarantee. But say you got 10 more on Google Guarantee, they won't load down to the other one. So we...
That is good enough.
Yeah, we always start with... Now, we always start with the most basic service. That way, it builds that platform with a lot of strength. Now, we can create a tiny URL, that little link that they gave you for local service ad. But Google, it's funny that they did that because our Google rep actually taught us that the best way to do it is to go from the base and give you guys the link for that.
Well.
And then
build
that platform, because if it goes there, it's going to automatically load to the other one.
Right.
But if you're only doing the other one, then it's not going to load down. You see?
Yeah, that's a good bit of info for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm full of
tips
and tricks.
So I might as well.
You let me know how I can help you. as soon as we get access to your Google Business profile, I'll have them create you a tiny URL. It's a tiny link, the link, but it's for your Google Business profile, and we'll send it over to you via email.
Awesome. All right. All right. Right on. Thank you very much, Amy.
QR code with it. So you could do like a QR code for you. We could even have set it up in QR code like form, so that way you can give your clients a QR code. Okay.
Yeah, that's neat. I like that.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Jesse.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Amy. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay. You too. Bye bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye bye.